Welcome back to another episode of Own Your Genius, where we empower entrepreneurs to use their education and experience to create dope stuff. I'm your host, Attorney LaKonya Murray. How's it going? So shout out, first of all, to our newest team member, Janae, for bringing this story to my attention. I'm actually headed out to a volleyball game, a volleyball tournament this weekend, but I wanted to just give my two cents on this. First of all, let me ask you this question. Pepsi or Coke? I remember back in the day, people drew a line in the sand and they would only drink one or the other. But did that only apply to like the actual Pepsi and Coke, or was it the same for their related products? I mean, like, I'm not a fan of either one, but I love me some Sprite, which is a Coke product, but I'm not married to it. So let me ask you this question. Are you ready for some legal tea? Legal tea is when we discuss what's going on in pop culture, but from a legal view. But before we get into today's episode, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any insights on how to own your genius. Welcome back to the Own Your Genius podcast, where we discuss building businesses, growing brands, and what else? Owning your genius. I'm your host, Attorney LaKonya Murray, owner of Off The Mark IP Solutions. Off The Mark is a boutique intellectual property firm representing innovative entrepreneurs, aka geniuses, who are looking to protect their brand and grow their business with ongoing legal support and business mentorship. We have a good one for you today, so let's get started. Here's the tea. There's an influencer named Sierra Mist, and she alleges that she is the reason for the rebrand of Sierra Mist the Story. She said that after receiving a cease and desist letter from Pepsi, which basically said that, hey, your social media, which uses a variation of her name is Sierra Mist, spelled with a C instead of an S, and it has two T's in Mist. They said, hey, your social media channel doesn't represent our brand values. It doesn't align with our brand values and you're using our name. So therefore, we're going to demand for you to stop and whatever other demands were in the letter. And she said that they were almost getting ready to comply when they did a search and realized that the copyright had expired. So what do you do when you realize that the person that's trying to sue you, copyright expires? You buy it. Those are her words, not mine at all. I don't even know where to start with all the things that are wrong with that story. And so I guess I will start with trademark. It's a trademark, not a copyright. Copyrights protect original works that in a fixed, tangible form, so they have nothing to do with the name. So she's referring to the Pepsi's trademark for Sierra Mist. That's number one. Number two, let's just talk about this trademark expiring, because trademarks can't expire. But so this is the thing. Trademarks can last as long as you are providing that good or service that's associated with that registered trademark. However, you have to be diligent in making sure that you maintain that paperwork on time. So when you first get your trademark registered, between year 5 and 6 after registration, then it's 10 years after registration, and then every 10 years after that. And if you don't meet the deadline, you will have a 6-month grace period. Then after that, boom, trademark canceled. So trademarks can be canceled, but they can be canceled or they can expire. So if they expire, then they will be canceled. But here's the thing. You can't buy an expired trademark. That's not how that works. That's just not how that works. What happens is, if you happen to have a brand that's providing good or service and it's used the same or similar name, now that name is available. Or is it? Because let me also tell you this. Just because someone's registration lapsed doesn't mean that they can no longer use that trademark. They won't have all the rights of a registered trademark. But remember, in the United States, we still have this thing called common law use, meaning as long as you're using that mark to identify the source of a good or a service, then you can have priority in that geographical area. So there's that too. So I always tell my clients, when they see something like that, when they see a mark is dead or abandoned because someone didn't maintain the paperwork, you have to go and see, like, do a little bit more research to see if they're still actually using the trademark or are they actually not in business anymore. So that's it. But you can't buy an expired trademark. And the reason you can't buy an expired trademark is because you have to have a bona fide use. You have to have a real intent to provide a good or a service. And so unless she plans on creating a soft drink company using Sierra Mist, like, and if she did, she wouldn't even buy the expired trademark. You would just start the trademark process from the beginning. There's nothing about buying a trademark. So many things that were just so many challenges in that story. And another thing I will say, and this is the biggest one, this is the biggest challenge in that story, is that Sierra Mist. Sierra Mist, at one point, there was 46 trademarks for Sierra Mist, but there are only 3 currently that are still registered. And that includes the name Sierra Mist for soft drinks. But she just told us that Sierra Mist was expired. So, yes, 43 of the trademarks are expired, but that word mark, Sierra Mist, is not. So there's that, right? I don't know. It's just a lot. And at the end of the day, what you have to realize is that Sierra Mist is, I don't know, I think they say they launched in 2003. And it was created to compete with Sprite and 7-Up. But the thing is, it never took off. Like me personally, I told you I like Sprite. I tried the Sierra Mist. You know, you go to the drive-thru and either they're licensed for Pepsi or they're Coke. And if they're licensed for Pepsi, then they're going to have Sierra Mist. I tried the Sierra Mist and I took a sip and then I poured it out because it was not for me. And I haven't had a sip since because I do not like Sierra Mist. And they tried a whole bunch of different things to try to make it work. They tried different flavors. They even changed the name to Twist Mist, hoping that it would hit. And it never did. And unfortunately for them, Sprite has captured 7% of the $82 billion U.S. soda market. And that's according to Bloomberg, which I got this information from a USA story. And I'll put that link in the show notes. But Sprite has 7% of the market for sodas. It's an $82 billion industry, where Sierra Mist had 0.1%. Not even 1%. 0.1%. Also, that the revenue from Sierra Mist only accounted for about 0.2% of Pepsi's total revenue. So it doesn't make sense for them to continue with the product that's not doing well when they can just scrap it. You know, it doesn't matter what they do, they can't get it to take off. So just scrap it. And they try something new, which is Starry. And, you know, it not only does it have a new name, it has a new flavor, because I had some, again, through the drive-thru. And I was like, oh, I can drink this because I can. It was pretty good. And the other thing I'll say, and this is the final thing, wrap up, is this Starry brand might be new to us, but it's been in the works for a few years. Like, the intent to use application was filed for Starry in 2019. So if you don't know what an intent to use application is, that's simply an application that says, hey, I'm not using this mark in commerce yet, but I intend to use it. So remember, with trademark registration, in order to have a registration, your mark has to be associated with a good or a service that's in commerce. And if not, then you can't have a trademark registered. But they do have this application that says intent to use. Now, that application, even when you file it and tell them that, hey, I'm not using this right now, but I will use it, your trademark won't register until you're actually using it. What you're doing with that application is getting priority over someone who might actually use the mark before you. It's a great thing for companies who are preparing to launch, but it's going to be a minute. And so you want to make sure that while you're in this getting everything ready phase, that no one comes in with a name that's same or similar to yours. Because what happened if you didn't file an intent to use is, if someone came in with a name that was the same or similar to yours, and they launched and their product or good is in commerce, then you will not be able to register your trademark. You will be infringing on theirs, because this whole preparing to launch and getting all the things together and all the marketing and the branding, that doesn't count. So you file this intent to use application so you can save your spot, so you can have priority and be like, hey, this is ours. So that's why you do that. And they did. They did it in 2019, even though they didn't launch until 2023. And that's another thing. So you're saying that Sierra Mist rebranded to Starry because you bought their trademark, which we just told you that if you go into USPTO, you see that they have a registered trademark. And the reason they still have those 3 trademarks is because when they registered them early, so the name, I know for a fact that the name was registered in 2006. And then they did their maintenance paperwork between year 5 and 6. And then they did their 10-year paperwork. So that 10-year doesn't expire until 2026. So that trademark is good until 2026. And at that time, they have the opportunity and the chance to either file the paperwork necessary or let it be abandoned. The bottom line is that this whole rebrand with Starry was a business move. It was not a hostile takeover. It wasn't an influencer stealing Pepsi's brand or anything of that nature. So So thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Own Your Genius. Remember that registering your trademark is really only the beginning. To maintain your registration and your brand's reputation, you have to diligently enforce your rights and file the required paperwork on time. So geniuses, what are your takeaways from this week's episode? If you found today's podcast insightful, share it with fellow entrepreneurs and don't forget to subscribe. Let's take this conversation over to the Mark Legal community. I want you to share this episode with 3 people and have them meet you there. But you know what to do before you go. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and rate the podcast. Until next week, I want you to keep building your business, growing your brand, and owning your genius.